Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle and Dege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
You might. Bridget Bryant. She's just a little smoother in God's hands, and so are we all tonight. You know, it's a beautiful night, and it's a wonderful time to celebrate being in this moment. I've been catching some things, but I need to let you know who I am. I'm Celeste Morgan, and I'm the host of the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I am bringing you water tonight. I have people already lined up in the chat room before the show started who wanted to have a conversation. So special shout out to Michelle, and you will be the first caller to get a reading tonight. Absolutely. Yep, that's right. So better call in if you want to get in. But Michelle has firmly made her place known and her voice known. Thank you for that. That was a sweet gift. So we started the night off with Bridget Bryant, Rolling River God. Our elemental guest on this special show tonight is water. And I have some friends that I'm bringing to the party. And I'm hoping one of them will actually give me a field in the, report in the field, a report from the field. healing out there in the park. We'll see. But definitely Mother Witt will be in the house. She's on the line, and I want her to breathe because I need her water right now. So she'll be sharing with us. And Sweet Tea Tanya is going to step to the front. She's going to press one. She's the Cancerian baby. We need the Cancers, we need the Scorpios, and we need the Pisces folk to come on out tonight. We're going to celebrate you and all the gifts you have to share with us. So that's what's just going to get us started. Did I not tell you the number? It's 3. The Empress card in tarot. The Elk is medicine cards for stamina. And if you were born today, let's just say you decided that on September 15th, 2013, I wanted to be here. I wanted to be born. Your birth cards would be 12, the Hanged One, surrender, let go. And 3, the Empress, abundance, the mother sign of all tarot. Now, isn't that a beautiful way to come into the world? So, we're not born today. Some of us have been reborn. It's a spiritual birthday for my sister and myself, my oldest sister, Tammy, in Atlanta right now. And she's going to feature prominently within the story, the things that I can tell, because I want to use practical uses of water. Metaphysical is wonderful, but unless we know how to apply the elements, we're really just playing with magic. Wow, that was my cat. Another being that we need to respect. All right, shout out to the animals. Hi, Cleo. Yeah, they say hi, too. Okay, Mommy's doing the show right now. All right, thank you. Yeah, that's Cleo. She likes to chime in every once in a while. So the last thing that I said, though, must have been really important for her to interrupt me like that. So I'm just going to trust that my message about the Empress Abundance, the mother of the tarot deck, is coming through strong, loud, and clear on the whisper and the whisper to her scream of a cat named Cleo. Cleopatra is her birth name. So that's the celestial show, and you're going to get a lot of things to play with that. But I want to get to some housekeeping. We've got some amazing things that's going on right now that I really want you to pay attention to. Venus, love, sexy planet, is in Scorpio, another sexy planet, until October 7th. What are you going to do with this energy? Now, if you happen to be born under, you know, Venus, so Libras and Taurians, y'all better chill out. You hear me? Okay, I'm just kidding. You don't have to chill, but enjoy and stay in balance with this energy. It's very hot. Indeed. When Venus and Scorpio get together. But you know what? It's hot. But it's also shadowy, because Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, yeah? So you're going to go within the depth, the dark. So it's a good thing that I'm bringing you some water with the Mother Witt on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. If you want to join this party, this crazy astrological tarot numerology party, you can call 347-426-3346. But let me breathe and get into some housekeeping. Because I want to tell you about the wonderful shows we have on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Ade Milani Feloche is the head of the network. He has a phenomenal show that comes on Monday through Wednesday. It's the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And you know what? If you want to get your consciousness lifted and expanded, you want to check him out. As a matter of fact, it's my birthday, Life Conversations Radio birthday. It really happened yesterday. But my show airs today. So on September 14th, on September 13th, 2010, it was the first time I ever listened to Life Coach A Day. Now, the studio wasn't open. I mean, the studio was open, but the chat room was closed, and you couldn't call in. So you had to really, really just listen to him. That was my first experience. And it was a show, was the light and dark side of life. It changed my life. I started listening on September 13th, 2010. 3 years later, I have my own show on the network. What a story. We're not going to get into all that. But I do want to recognize the moment. So happy birthday to me. And you can join me also on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show, Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I come on around 1, where I offer the energy of the day. But I'm so proud to be a part of this network because I started as a listener. It's also a part of a childhood dream. I always wanted to be on the radio. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but technology moved in such a way that I get to do it from my home. Isn't it beautiful? So I'm really glad that you guys are a part of the journey with me. And the show that started it off for me on Life Conversations Radio Network was the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. I learned a lot about myself, and I met some beautiful people, some of the guests who are going to be joining me tonight. And, you know, Life Coach A Day, he speaks the truth in a very simple format, but he's hilarious. He's a great teacher. And I'm done talking about the minister of the church, because this is a church, and we don't run away from spirit. Okay, so then we have Ambassa Safera, the play experience. That comes on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. You never know which way she's going to go. Last week she had on this woman from Guyamata. It's a drumming group for women. And they were talking about spirituality and connecting, the play experience. Have you passionately loved and appreciated you is her motto. That's her question. She's all about adult retreats. She's going all around this country spreading the word and the message that we can have fun on this journey while we're growing. And suffering is optional. I'm saying that. I got my stories. So Ambassa has all these powerful meditative pieces as well, and our listeners enjoy the journey that she takes us on. She's amazing. So check her out, Ambassa Safera, on the Play Experience, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I love ghosts. I'm so wrong for how I'm setting this up. I know. But Life Coach today is not in the studio, so I can do what I want. Anyway. There's a show called Ancestral Blueprints, right? It comes on the last Wednesdays of the month. And that show actually considers something that I don't think we as Americans or Westerners do enough of, paying attention to our ancestors. You know, whether the story was bright, whether it was dark or whatever, these ancestral blueprints are showing up in our lives. And part of the healing is paying attention and listening to what those voices have to say to you. So we did an amazing show, or should I say Lisa Iverson, Life Coach A Day last week, did an amazing show that featured on the impact of 9/11 from an ancestral perspective. You want to go back and check that out. Now you get a 2-for-1, you know, treat this month because Lisa came on as a guest, but the show itself is airing this month. The last Wednesday. So get caught up on the energy and the things that they're dropping. Deep knowledge. Recognize your ancestors. And let's see if, you know, you can call in and see if perhaps there's something that's moving in your life that they can help, you know, talk to you about. You know, family constellation work, the ancestral blueprints, all these pieces lead us back to who we are. But we have to remember where we came from. And that's basically my personal opinion about ancestral blueprints, and I love it. It's amazing. The shows on Life Conversations Radio Network will shift you from where you are to where you want to be because it's deep spiritual DNA reshaping, in my opinion. I'm not the same person that I was when I called into this network 3 years ago, and I get to share that gift with you. So, you want to call in? You are welcome. 347-426-3346. You're listening to The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. And before I get started with the show, I see a hand up, and I don't know if he's in a position to speak to me, but I'm coming to you, so brace yourself. Life Coach today. How you doing?
Hey, you caught me in the middle of a conversation.
Sorry about
That's cool. You said you were straight from the field. I feel like I'm on CNN and trying to listen, and they're like, we're going over to Life Coach Ade. And he's like, okay, so what are we saying again?
You're going to tell me how you're doing and say hello to the wonderful family. We've got Michelle on the line, and Mother Wit is here, and Sweet Tea from D.C. And I know that you're out in nature. You know we're doing a special water show. Oh, my goodness,
yes.
Life Coach Ade, you're not in the studio, dude. Man.
I heard you being cut up because I ain't in there.
I know, right? I got Akasha Bird and Skating Angel in the in the chat room. Hello, Akasha. Hello from Ireland and France. Oh, my goodness, girl. Dial that one. Call me. Tell me what you're talking about. So, anyway.
I'm trying to walk towards the drum so y'all can hear it. I'll tell you in a minute, but I'm walking towards the drum.
So Life Coach Ade right now, guys, is in the field. In the field means that he's out in the holistic healing in the park. Oh, you hear those drums? I like the water he brings to the party.
That's what's happening over here. We had great. That's like not having your vitamin A. For my listeners, of course.
Today is a drummer. I'm letting the listeners know because you know we share listeners that they might not have known that you were a drummer. We don't talk about it all the time.
There's a secret. There's so much I don't talk about because there's so much to talk about. But we get to it. Like now, it's important. See, things get talked about when it's time. But yeah, I've been drumming. Doing readings, and we're packing up, trying to get behind the scene, because I heard you've been cutting up in the studio, so I got to keep one eye on you. But
that
no, you sound
well.
Like you're doing good anyway, so I'm not even going trip.
Good.
You sound like you're doing good.
Yeah, that's great. So can you tell us about your guest tomorrow? Because she is actually there. I know she probably can't talk right now, but you've got Priestess Baduri coming tomorrow. Who is she create this moment for you, the Healing in a Park in Atlanta?
Well, it's a group of us, actually. Jada's also part of it. There's a group of us that came up with the idea. Yeah, Jada's here, Linda's here, Dr. Ade's here. Yeah, another one. Dr. Ade and Life Coach Ade. But, you know, tomorrow's show, Baduri and I are going to be talking a little bit more about nature. We're going to talk about the importance of surrendering to our greatness. And she has this service that she offers with a client called Cooperative Healing. And it's about, you were talking about ancestral blueprints earlier. You know, it's about invoking the ancestors to support us in our healing. And and it's a different kind of healing process where, you know, she sort of hands off most healing, spiritual healings are hands off anyway. Well, real healing is hands off because God can only do for you what God can do through you. But anyway, you'll find out more about that tomorrow. But anyway,
I love it. Okay.
But Dory is going to, you know, share more about the cooperative healing where you can get help from the other side while you're on this side and things get, you know, you start to see things differently. So we're going to talk more about that. But it's been really great being out in the park. The temperature is perfect. I met two of the listeners. Lady D was here. And Happiness was here, too. You know, Love and Happiness in the chat.
No
she
way.
Was here
Are
today.
You serious? She got to meet Love and Happiness?
Yes,
and Lady
I did.
D. Oh, my gosh. That is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a big hug, because I would give you a big hug if I just met you.
Yeah, I did. I did. I mean, because I almost missed that. Yeah, you'd be like, hey, I know you. Well, when I saw Lady D, I thought she looked familiar because I've seen her picture. But I was like, where have I seen her before? And I heard somebody say, Diane. I said, you're Lady D. So we hugged, of course, and then Love and Happiness. I won't say her name because she maybe wants to keep it a secret, but I got to meet her. She said, I heard on the radio. I'm like, she said, I'm Love and Happiness. And then she told me her real name, other name. And we embraced and got to do a reading with Love and Happiness. And she was happy after the reading and some other
Which
people.
Which card did you use? I love how all your business is coming out. Okay. Get this guy.
I know, right? You just put in my business. Just making me come out of my spiritual closet.
And the Black Angel card.
Come on out, Dr. Ade said.
All this room now,
Come out. He's a reader. So, okay, so you played with the Black Angel cards. So Life Coach today, because I got to get my mother wit in here, and you're not anywhere where you can extend for me.
I'll be there to extend for you if you want to extend.
I'm feeling the need to extend. Thank you.
Okay,
so
it won't happen now.
What?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you pull us the Black Angel card, please? For the show?
When I can. I don't have it in the car now. We walk into the car and I'm going back home. So when I get home, I'll pull the car for you. I'll let you know when.
I'm about to fight you.
Well, it's pointless because you ain't going to win. You can't fight
me. Can we play another game? Can we play another game? You just did it. Okay. Can we play another game then?
Okay, bring it.
That can move into my show? Telepathically, you said the card that you would have pulled in your hand. You know what you just called yourself?
Oh, the warrior. Okay, got it. Yeah.
The warrior.
Yep.
Integration on the waking path.
Mm-hmm.
What is the other one? Is chaos or, no, disintegration?
Fragmentation. I think it's fragmentation. Fragmentation. Right?
Thank
yep.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Integration
you
versus fragmentation. See how you
mm-hmm.
You're good, warrior.
Hey,
well,
what can I say?
I'm going to start the show now. So you're
yes, because people are like, who's this guy? This is a messy show. But anyway, I got friends in
no,
high places, sir.
So they're not doing that.
They're not.
They're saying, look at how mystics play is what they're saying. So you
I
can
know
share
that's
your
right.
energy from the nature. We got mm-hmm. you to telepathically pull a card for us. It's the warrior family.
Mm-hmm.
Integration versus fragmentation. So we are
mm-hmm.
pulling ourselves in holistically, mind, body, and spirit. So all
yes.
is well. We don't need to fragment. We just need to integrate.
I know, that's
okay?
right. You can bring it all together and concentrate.
There you go. So like
yep.
today, I'm going to take you off the spot. I'm going to welcome Mother Wit in. Any passing messages you'd like to say to any of us before you leave us
well, well, this is what I would say before I go behind the scenes. It's just really, I just want to remind people, life is for you, not against you. And don't be distracted by the old idea of money. You are your money.
Mm.
Start living. And I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern.
But you will be back, though. He's working behind
the scenes. I'll be back. Okay, I'll be back. Since you want
you'll
me
be
there,
back,
I'll be back.
Right? Yeah, because you're gonna need some masculine water to, you know, bring to the party. And we are definitely
okay.
going to be extending, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, boss.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Catch you later. Bye. Family, that was Life Coach today. And my dear friend, Mother Wit, is long overdue for joining us. But let me just set you up a little bit. Wasn't that wonderful? I'm looking forward to his show tomorrow. So welcome to the splash party. Let's go, Swish Splash. I was taking a bath. On a Saturday night? Really? Rub-a-dub? Sipping I know Mother Wit is laughing. I can feel her. I can feel her jolly. Like, no, she didn't. Bobby Darin, yes, I did. Okay, so what's the point? We are going to have a pool party. And I know that there's somebody on the line who has not gotten into any water during the summer. So here's your water party, honey. Right now, we're going to do it. So welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Life Coach today just left the stage. He'll be back with us later. But I want to introduce you to the elemental fairy tales, the power of water. I want you to prepare for an intimate portrait of a divine feminine element. Learn how to discern messages when water shows up in your life. Could it be the storm on the horizon? Or the need for the overdue retreat of the sacred bath? Or is water revealing itself as a leak in your apartment? Water has a way of reminding about letting go and surrendering to the flow. So how is water showing up in your life? Let's go out into the deep end and get ready for a haul. I've got a special friend who's joining me, and I see Akasha Bird. I see you, Michelle. We're going to get to you. I want to bring Mother into this party, and then we'll get to invite all of our guests and listeners in. So let me introduce you a little bit to Mother Wit. Mother Wit Wisdom is a grandmother, a mother, a daughter, a prolific writer, reader,
a channel for the divine. She is the host of It Is What It Is. She believes we are spiritual beings experiencing the human conditioning of life, which allows the connection of being and becoming a living soul. She also believes that it is most important for us to realize and know who we are at our fundamental divine core. Her life experience in helping others expresses itself as an ordained minister with Universal Life Church Ministries, residential administrator of Hope House. She has a long list of serving and being of service to the Creator, to the Divine God, Goddess. So without further ado, I would like to bring in my dear sister friend, Mother Wit Wisdom. Mother Wit, how are you doing?
I am blessed and unstressed.
Are you
so
in a place?
I am free-flowing in this water.
Wonderful. Are you in a place where you can speak, or are you still
floating? Yes, I am. I'm home
floating.
Now. I'm home.
You're home
nope,
now?
I'm home. Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Now, what I want to do, Mother Wit, I told, I know that I have two callers on right now, and I want them to get a sense of who you are. Because I told them, well, Akasha doesn't know this yet, but when you join us on the Lion Family, you basically are walking into a reading. From the first moment we hear your voice, I know I get triggered, and Mother Wit is my sister. So when you join us, when we bring you, just understand that we're already, we can't help it, loving on you and sending that energy out. Mother Wit, do you think that's a fair, you know, caution?
most definitely. We are love. And, you know, that's what motivates us to even have the courage to do this show and to shine our light is the love that we have, you know, for ourselves and for others.
Beautiful. So can you tell our listening audience, who are you?
I am love. I am a divine vessel. I am walking my path, talking my path, and becoming all that I can be. I'm remembering what my life mission is, and I'm sharing that mission as I do my best to fulfill it.
And you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. And when you were singing, I just want you to know I was not laughing at you. I was over here doing the twist with you, girl.
I know, right? Because you never know what I'm going to pull out. I'm like, I was hearing Bobby Darin in my head, which is another thing that I'm, you know, I'm allowing the flow. So before we really get started, I know you've had a long relationship with water. And I really wanted to feature water because of the ways that it's showing up. And I would love for you to tell me about when you first fell in love with the element water.
I began doing a radio show, and it was going to be about relationships and feelings and sharing. And as I began to embark on that, Spirit began speaking to me, and I guess she didn't want to ruin it for me, and she wouldn't tell me what it was about. All I could hear, or I wasn't ready to really receive all of it, and all I heard was water, water. Everywhere I turned, water. Water was there. And I believe I was on Reverend Barati's, Mahati's, sorry about that name mixed up, show. And he had a water priestess on there. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And she just was speaking, and she was, what she was saying, I was soaking up like a sponge. And everywhere I was going, I was asking psychics, I was asking, what can you tell me about water? What can you tell me about water? And then I began to learn the Orishas started coming to me, Yemaya especially. And when Yin Yang started coming, I started journeying. I started journeying. I started receiving different information. One of them was that I needed to swim with dolphins. I still haven't done that yet. That is still on my list to do. But I know that water is the most ancient receptor, and it is feelings. It is human beings' feelings. And there are so many different things that we take for granted with that element, and we need to become much more aware of it. And when we can tune ourselves in with that element of water, we can create balance. That's what's needed. Water balances our bodies. Water balances the planet. Water balances, you know. And water teaches us how to go with the flow and also how to be that force when it's necessary, because water is all of that. You know, that tsunami will come and smack the heck out of you. You know,
oh, especially if you're not paying attention.
Exactly.
I think this is very interesting. I have a gift for you.
Ooh, I'm listening. I love gifts.
Okay. So, Mother Witt, mm-hmm. on your wall, it took serious restraint for me not to respond to something on your Facebook wall. You can find Mother Witt on Facebook family. Her name is spelled MUTHA-WIT-WISDOM. Or if you put Mother Witt Wisdom, she's the only one that'll pop up. And I want you to be sure to share your website, too, because you're doing a lot of womb work, speaking of water. But here's my gift for you. I get fed a lot by going to your wall and receiving from your well. You know, I really think of Facebook as, you know, a series of wells. Each person has their water well up. And depending on what you see on their wall, will let you know what you're drinking of or not. So, you're a well that I go to often. So one day last week, you were playing with the number 41.
Yes.
And you were posting all of these beautiful things about 41, but there was one thing you didn't post. And this is what I find is the magic of introspection and games and when you allow community in. You can have a sister friend who will look at your numbers and see something that you missed because she just has it in her natural arsenal. Now, what you missed is something that you are. You want me to continue?
You know what, girl? I'm sitting here in my mouth. I'm picking my mouth up off the floor, you know, before a fly jumps in there. Come on now, you're teasing me. Come on.
Oh, you gotta love water. All right.
Yes.
41 is the dolphin. No, it's the whale, actually. 40
oh,
is the dolphin.
Goodness.
The whale.
Oh, my goodness.
The whale's sacred gift is the record keeper. It holds all of history in its form and its being. You are quite the historian and archivist, aren't you?
Yes, and when you said that, whale is very special to me because in one of my lifetimes, whale was known as singer of the sacred songs and is very special to me. As a mammal, as a mother, as a womb. So that's the singer of songs, and that's also the record keeper. So that is so powerful, and thank you so much. You don't know, I will tell you later how much that means to me, okay?
Well, I
have
you're going
to have me up here crying in a minute.
I know. I have some more to give to you and family. This is all about water, the family that's connected to us in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be more to say about that. So the whale is coming through, and it would come through on this show because there are a lot of ministers and priests and holy people who listen. They are my sacred friends. And what I speak of them is also a reflection of me. Five features very prominently for me as well. So the gift that I share, the water that I'm sharing, is a reflection of all of us. We're all here in this moment.
So while I read this to Mother Witt, and she's going to receive it as sacred medicine, as you listen, you get to receive it too, by proxy. That's what we call grace. Be around for the blessing. You get some too. All right, Mother Witt, are you ready?
Most definitely.
Now, 41, when you add 4 plus 1, you get 5. 5 is the high priest in tarot, the hierophant, the teacher. The number 5 is connected to Mercury, planet of communication. Our fifth chakra is our throat chakra. The hierophant is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus. The sign of Taurus is ruled by Venus. So you have rights to all of these things because you're born with it. May 1st, May baby.
Yes.
Okay. So let me give you the well, because underneath that 41 is that 5 energy. And I wanted you to have that as well. Okay?
Thank you.
So well of mighty ocean. Mm-hmm. Well of mighty oceans, you have seen it all. Secrets of the ancients are heard within your call. Teach me how to hear your words and how to understand the very roots of history of when our world began. And that's your medicine. And you were able to pull it for yourself, but you didn't pull the 41 well. So you're an Akashic record keeper. You help us remember, which is another gift of water. So I'm going to let her marinate on that. You love these water references? You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. Mother Witt, we're going to take some callers, but I'm not sure if my dear friend and producer, Life Coach today, is available to do breaks or commercials yet.
Okay.
But I'm feeling that a break might be in order, and we're going to extend the show. So will you be able to hang out for a little bit?
Most definitely.
Okay. So what I'm going to do at this moment is, actually, I think I'm going to play a song. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. To give us some water, we can take a quick break. Give everybody time to marinate. We'll go to Michelle, and then we'll go visit Ireland. Are you ready for that?
Most definitely.
I know you need this moment. He's got me in the studio by myself. Can you believe that? This man. So I'm going to play my favorite song. I'm going to give us some time to get it together. All right. 1 second. This is Ricky Fighters Beckwith in the land of I am. Enjoy, family. You are listening to Ricky Byers Beckwith in the land of I Am, and Ricky has more to say to us. We'll be right back with the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan in just a few seconds. Don't go away. Okay, we seem to be having an issue in the studio over here, but we're going to go with the flow. Yes, we are. That button seemed to be stuck. All right. Well, we'll have a moment to play those later in the show. I'm going to see if there's something else I can do real quick. Hey, there I was, feeling all confident. Let me see if I can bring Mother Wit back in here. Okay. We're going to try a quick refresh. And I don't know if I'm still on the air, so I'm just going to check in, make sure that I'm logging back in. I'm still here, trusting the water, trusting the moment, knowing that all is well. All right, let's try these numbers again. Life Coach today, how am I doing?
You said, how am I doing? We can still hear you. You good? Well, life
okay,
happens.
Okay, good. I know.
It's a live show. It's a live show, so there's no room for edit. So it's okay. When life happens, just roll with it.
Okay, so that was all right then?
I just want to let you know that we can still hear you.
Good to know. All right, can you, get home, please? Thanks.
Okay, yeah. I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Family, if you didn't know, I mean, I guess I was trying to do my best Life Coach Today impersonation. I've been in the studio by myself, and that's okay because I am a professional. So that was my first time on my own, and, you know, the studio, you know, did what it was going to do. And I guess I had to be a living example of water in motion, which means, you know, be like water. The studio is acting up. Relog on, refresh. And
that's
people
right.
might be listening to you, so don't cuss. And don't let out your, oh, my God, what's going on today? Don't do that, you know? So I just did it, but, you know, I was controlled in the moment. So back to what you're doing. I've got people from Ireland and all over the world trying to get to us. So I'm going to bring Mother Wit back in. I'm going to bring in Michelle, Kasha Bird, and then Sweet Tea from D.C. going to play. So enjoy yourself.
Speaking of water, since we can't do this behind the scene, remember people in Ireland are like 5 hours ahead of you. So it's like almost 2 o'clock or something. So FYI, since we're going
to
do it on live, we're just going
to
hang out.
Okay, so yeah. Michelle, forgive me. I got to make sure my Irish sister can go to bed. So we'll go to Akasha. All right, thanks, Life Coach, today. I appreciate you.
This one.
I'm muting
you now.
What'd
you say?
I say bye, man.
All right, bye.
Here we go. All right, family, wasn't that fun? Mother, I'm coming to you, and I'm going to bring Akash Bird in because she's got to go to bed, and then we'll go to Michelle and bring in Tanya. Does that sound like a plan?
So
Akash, you're on the air.
Hi, hello, and thanks, Ade, for that cue. Yeah, it's actually, I'm in France, so it's actually coming up to 3 in the morning. I don't know how come I'm still awake, but I know I'm meant to be here. Well, we went to bed quite late, and then I saw you had a show on, and there's like endless synchronicities of what you both are talking about, and my day that...
Let me introduce you. Let me introduce you. Mother, this is your sister from another planet, another mother from Ireland. She's in France right now. Her name is Akasha Bird. She gave me an amazing reading, channeling message from Bridget, okay? Ooh. Amazing sister. Akasha, this is Mother with Wisdom, fierce Native American, African, otherworldly energies embodied in this Venus-like energy. She is a May 1st baby. Powerful energy.
Namaste, sister.
Hello,
so say hello to each other because you're both are you.
Oh, that's so, it's such a treat to be on, and I was listening to you both talking, and you both have such soft and beautiful energy. It's really, really watery, kind of, you know, it's beautiful. So, yeah, nice to meet you.
That's wonderful. So what's going on in France right now, Akasha? What are you doing in France? She's usually in Ireland, mother.
Yeah, my father is French, so I'm currently staying with my mum, so this is where she lives, so I'm just on a bit of a retreat, and I'm thinking of maybe moving here, and I was wondering if you're doing readings. I don't even know if you are, I'm not sure.
Mother, aren't we, though?
Great.
Aren't we? I've got my cards right here, Akasha.
Okay.
Mother, what you working with? You want to start first, Mother?
Oh, no, I'm going to let you, because I didn't know I was going to do cards, but I'm going to pull one, too. So go ahead.
Go with your heart, Mother. See what's going on. Okay. So our baby is talking about moving from the Irish mounds, the Mounty Green, to enjoying France, right? Do we have that right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's not a permanent move. I'm not looking at something permanent, more just for the winter. And there's a lot going on.
Okay, we got you. We're going to double team you. Oh, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. Do you know that 3 is the number running today?
Okay, that's good.
That's the Empress in tarot.
Oh, well, there you go.
Empress card is ruled by Venus, so there's that Venus energy. You're also asking this question during the time of Venus and Scorpio, and I know how up you are in your astrology. You're a pretty fierce sister, channeling goddesses yourself on your own.
I don't know much about astrology, to be honest, but I'm a Capricorn. Yeah, my rising Sag and my moon's in Cancer, yeah.
Is that true? You're a Capricorn, you're an earth sign.
Yeah.
What about your mom and your dad? What are their astrological signs? What's your mom's sign?
My mom's a Capricorn also, and my dad's an Aquarius.
Air. So you were raised by air and earth, and you came out earth.
Yeah. And my brothers, two are Virgos, and one's a Libra.
Air and earth, again.
Yeah.
So your gifts opening up the way they have is quite amazing, isn't it? Because earth and air, I mean, that you still have a feminine and masculine, you know, piece there, because the air element is considered masculine and earth is considered feminine. Okay.
Yeah.
So all your life has been about water.
Yeah, I have.
You already have
water.
The fire with the rise. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a grand trine, a water grand trine in my chart.
You need
my
it.
Best chart. Yeah.
You needed so. It, and within your everyday living experiences. So, but you have fire within yourself because you've got a rising of Sag. You said, right?
Yeah, indeed.
That's the Temperance card, in tarot.
Mm.
That's 14.
Okay.
Mother Witt, this is for you, too.
Yes, Mother Witt pulled from... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, think of it. Her name is Akasha. Akasha Bird. Right?
That's a beautiful name. Yes.
Right.
Is it my turn to go yet?
Well, in a second. I just want to connect her with her Akashic roots. She already pulled the name to her... No, you're good. This is, okay. Wow, we're excited. This is the energy, the water coming through, because dolphin, you know, whale, 41, which is the number you pulled, is the sacred record keeper. Record keepers are Akashic records. Her name has Akasha in it. And then you have five, the high priest. So she's a minister within her own right, which I already knew about her. But I want her to tap into the energy of her rising sign. I got that right. Sagittarius, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. See, that's important because Sagittarius is connected to the Temperance card in tarot. That number is 14. When you add that up, you get 5. She is a hierophant. She has the energy of showing up in the world as a high priest. It's in her
no
chart.
Pressure.
No pressure at all. So when you have the combination of, but she grew up in a different training ground. Her training ground was consisted of air and earth. She came with fire within her body. She's got a grand triune, water, in her astrological chart. But in terms of elemental elements, she focuses on water. And another piece that she shared that I wanted to bring up was I was talking about healing through water today, synchronicity, and remembering the healing waters of ancient Egypt.
Mm.
Now, I'm not pulling a card. You pull a card. That's the setup. You got it, mother.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so excited. This I'm pulling from The Daughters of the Moon Tarot by F. Fiona Morgan. And the card that came up for you is the Three of Flames. And it's the loyalty card. And it has some wonderful information for it. But I'm just going to give you what I get from the card. You are in a quandary right now. You're torn between your loyalties to two different people. Is that true, or two different situations? Are you trying to make up? Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is what I'm just going to read it, and then I'll give you my what Spirit says, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, loyalty assures us we are one with integrity, that truth is not alienated from us, nor are we alienated from truth. Loyalty is an instinctive and wholehearted bonding with truth, a bonding which takes account of the integrity of yourself, the integrity of the other, and the integrity of the whole. And that comes from Loyalty, the Lost Quality by Anna Hearn. And now this is what your card's meaning is, by F. Fiona. Loyalty to your ideas or to a person means standing up for what you believe in spite of great odds or difficulty. In taking this stand, you might feel outnumbered or unprotected, as it takes faith and courage to hold your ground. The situation portrayed in this card could be a collective group rejecting the patriarchal actions of one member, or the member rejecting a commonly held opinion of the group. Two people who are bonded in opinion have the power of three in any given situation, especially when their opinions are set against those of one person. It is obvious that power doubles and triples in groups. And when we learn to use that strength as a positive force in our liberation, this fire card is also interpreted as division or divided loyalties within a circle. Its appearance can warn against going along with the crowd when you are not wholly in agreement with their ideals. Before taking a stand on any subject involving the emotion of loyalty, we suggest a process of listening within, searching, meditating, and then trusting your inner voice. Otherwise, your loyalty may be blind. Did that resonate for you?
Yeah, deeply. I'm currently in the process of deciding to just refuge here in France for the winter and live in a teepee with a fire. It's quite extreme, I think, and because it's coming back home, there's all this sort of, you know, this in my mind, this pressure of society of what are you doing, you know, going back to live in where you're from and, you know, coming away from society. But for me, my instinct is that I really need to just sit in nature and really just take it in and really ground my gifts at the moment. So, yeah, it makes absolute sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I want I just want to give her one more thing. I know you got more callers. But on this card, her left breast is exposed while her right is covered up. And the breast is always sustenance. So you're going to have to bear yourself to receive nourishment. And that is what you're doing in your decision that you're making. Your intuition is spot on. Your loyalty is to yourself. Yeah. And your loyalty needs to go and touch your home ground to connect back once again with your roots. And that's like your roots seeking the water that they came from. So this is spot on, baby.
That's so perfect. Yeah, I've been neglecting myself, and so it makes sense. It's time for me. So, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
I agree, darling. Yes, Akasha, I'll be following you. I'll make sure I send a friend request. You can find Akasha Bird. Akasha, can you please tell us about your show, about when it airs, so people can find you? Because you are so beautiful. I'm going to be waking up to you. It looks like, for me, I've noticed it's been happening on Saturdays. I'm going to have to check out the archive. But that works for me. I'm just saying, putting a vote in. Saturday is a great time for me to chill out and get my medicine. So if you're going to pour on that day, you will get me there. So can you tell the listening audience about where they can find you and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Thank you so much. My website's divineinnermagic.com, and you can find me at Akasha Bird or Divine Inner Magic on Blog Talk Radio. I do two shows, and I did one yesterday that I'm sure both of you might like, which was a meditation with Mother Mary and the Lavender Fairies. So it was really beautiful.
Are you kidding me?
No, tell me.
Akasha, Michelle, I'm coming to you, baby. Don't you give up on me. But I cannot let this go. guys, okay, come closer. We all know who we are here. Now, look, when I was a kid, I used to go through the encyclopedia all the time, right? And I found my name in one of the encyclopedia pages. It was a ghost story about a ship, the Mary Celeste. And I've always been drawn to it. So whenever Mary comes up for me, it often comes up as Mary Magdalene or Mother Mary. Mm-hmm. But Mary of the Water, which connects me more with, you know, Yimoja, the African Orisha goddess of the waters. But I just had to share. Mary showed up tonight through Akasha. I love my life. That synchronicity, it's a true story, guys. It really is. I actually did the numbers for it. It was a ship that went out. It was a British ship called the Mary Celeste. It went out on the shores. I can't remember the date that it went out. But it came back, nobody on board, and everything untouched. Folks just disappeared. The Mary Celeste. So, yeah. Don't you love me?
Yeah.
October is right around the corner. So, you know, Akasha, you know, like, I just dropped that on you and I dropped that on Mother Wit. If you guys get any seafaring stories or mermaid stories or stuff about fish or ship, that's me, okay? So send that my way, okay?
Brilliant. Well, you'll have to come to Ireland to swim with the dolphin. There's a dolphin there, a wild dolphin that you can swim with. And she comes up, she's female. Yeah. So, and
I'd love to meet her.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay, now I've hogged up enough time. Akasha, we love you. We send you on your blessing. You have sweet dreams tonight. Enjoy France, because I'm sure I would love to be there. Mother, what about you? Should we join her energetically?
Oh, yes. And we're going to have to make a pact to take our tails to Ireland and meet this dolphin, okay?
You got it. You got it, baby. We got this. All right, Akasha, we love you, honey. You have sweet dreams, and thanks for hanging with us tonight.
Thank you, and lots of love to you both and everyone listening. Thank you so much. Thank you.
When is your show again? When is it air again, sweetie?
There's one on Friday at 5 p.m. here. I think that's 12 Eastern Standard Time, and then again on Saturday. So, Eastern, 5, yeah, 12 Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah, join me.
I could be there.
Yay.
Nice. Thanks for spreading your light, baby. Oops, I think I lost her. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so we're going to Michelle next. Mother, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much for your patience, my love. How are you doing?
Sure, no problem. Hi, ladies. I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying the show.
Wonderful. Hi. Now, Michelle, you said you were going to go get some water. Did you put some water near you?
Yes, I actually did. And one thing I wanted to tell you, too, about water is that you can also program it like crystals. So you can ask it to cleanse you, you know, ask it to heal you. You can also, you know, just say love, loving words, any of that before you drink it. And all of that will go into you, you know, as you drink it, and it nourishes you.
That's amazing. See, I needed that, because water has a memory. If we talk to it, it will listen to us.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, Michelle, you've been tapping in. You clearly are a little high priestess yourself.
I wish.
What kind of reading would you... Oh, you wish you are. I'm getting a question. Yes, I do. Welcome home, Life Coach, today. He's in the studio, family. Yeah,
Yay.
Life Coach, can we handle going to 10 p.m., Mother?
Oh, honey, you got me as long as you want me. I'm here.
All right, Life Coach,
today.
Yes, let's go. Let's go to 10, my friend, so that I can get to the other 347, and I really want to bring Tanya into this water splash party. Splish, splash, I was taken aback. Okay, so, Michelle, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, where we're actually being plummeted by water, yes.
Oh.
It's been raining for days out here.
Are you kidding
me? So water's definitely around.
Girl, Mother, we need to say a prayer, healing, because that's an example of water is just doing a little bit much, isn't it?
Yes.
Colorado is a vortex, and it is clearing itself right now.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So let's use your energy and your question to focus some healing energy on your land. How do you feel about that?
That was great. Do you need my birthday?
Michelle. Girl, what's your birthday?
It's 8/13/75, and I was born at 12:23 a.m.
Okay, hold up for a second. Okay, 8/13. Now, I always mix up my Leos and my Virgos. Are you a Leo?
Yes, I'm a Leo.
Okay, great. All right, so you're fire. You come with fire. Yes, indeed. You're a big old lion. Okay, this is good. I love it. So Akasha brought us Earth. We have fire. We represent Earth and Earth. That's amazing, Michelle. So you got fire, but you got all this water around. Now, what does fire do with water, naturally?
If it heats it up,
it'll make it hot. Boil it.
Yeah. Evaporates it. Turns it to steam and smoke.
Yeah.
Okay,
so let me get number on your birthday real quick. It's 8.
Okay.
plus 15 plus 1975. She's a disco baby.
No, mine is actually 13, 1, 3.
Well, I'm really glad you corrected that before I add it. All is well, all is well. We're working out, negotiating time right now. Okay, we're going to go to 10. Good, we'll have time for everybody. Everybody wants to play. Oh, bless Life Coach of Day's heart. Okay,
oh,
813
wow.
plus 1975. So what I'm doing, family, and you can do this for yourself, too, and if you want to, you know, add up your numbers and you were like, can I miss something, Celeste? What do you see? I'm happy to help you with that. August 13th, 1975 equals, because, of course, I can't do that, 1996. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is add 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 6. Let's see what she came in with. Girl, you are the bomb. 7. 7 is ruled by Neptune. Okay? You came in born as water astrologically, but the energy that you're born into is the Tower, 16, 7, the Chariot, which is all water. The Tower is lightning striking to break up old beliefs. And then the 7 is once you break up the things that aren't serving you, then you get to go on a journey. Victory. 7. Chariot. Our next caller has this number. This number is very important for her because the Chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. So that's how you bring your water in. You were born into it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You were born into it. And another way that you can check it, that you can get more information, because I can show you how I do it, but I want you to know where you can go to read up on it, because this is about uncovering your Akashic records for yourself, okay? So because I often doubt myself sometimes, I'm going to just walk through it myself to make sure we got it right. And, Mother, while I'm doing this, if you wouldn't mind pulling a card for her.
I got you.
Well,
thank you. Again, I use the Daughters of the Moon Tarot by F. Fiona Morgan, and the card that was pulled for you, Michelle, is Ishel, Eagle Woman, Crone of Blades in the sign of Aquarius, which is a water bearer sign, and I'm going to read you what the card says and what F. Fiona says about the card, and then I'll give you what Spirit gives to me for you. F. Fiona says, Ishel, a Mayan goddess of the moon, flies our way wearing her crown of eagle feathers. She flies with eagles, which are considered messengers of her moon essence. Hence her name, Eagle Woman. Ishel carries the lamp that brings the light of understanding to the world, and she lights our way through the night of ignorance. This goddess, like Kuan Yin, comes to those who are ill and brings relief from pain with her healing touch. She is the goddess of cutting and ending outdated concepts and ideas. This crone cuts away stifling thought patterns and previously held ideas that keep us from moving forward. She has the wisdom to do this with care and love, a lesson learned from previous struggles. Ishel of the Blades transmits culture with fairy tales and old wives' tales. She possesses great wisdom and speaks with consideration and maturity. Her actions show thought and care. She cuts and dissolves malignant spells and brings things to their natural closure. She is also a scribe, swift and accurate at recording events of importance. There's your Akashic reading abilities and your priestess's abilities that Celeste mentioned. In a reading, she indicates a wise speaker who changes outdated ideas and cuts away those things we no longer need. The cutting power of Ishel is a fearful one and requires great skill and responsibility. To invoke this goddess, call on the eagle spirits. Now, I want to give you what Spirit gives to me concerning this. You are a messenger. Your words have great power. Your reasoning and discernment skills are greatly needed at this time. You have a healing touch, and you can apply that healing touch in your words and also in your physical presence with someone. And the more you understand Ishel, I advise you to look her up as a goddess to draw energy from. I know her as a sin eater, which means people are always dumping their negative stuff on you, and you naturally draw it into yourself like a sponge. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, definitely. Can you spell Ishel?
Yes, it's, let me see, I put the book down. It's I-I-S-C-H-E-L.
Okay.
She's a Mayan goddess. And on this card from Fiona, she is Eagle Woman. So I would also look up Eagle Woman and look up the Eagle Medicine as... Mm-hmm.
Great
Celeste
spirit.
Can tell you. And in this book, she carries a light, a lamp, and scissors. And you have the ability, you have the wisdom to cut through. And I'm going to say this, Celeste, so please forgive me. Cut through the bullshit, honey. You can
do it. No, you're good. I like that word.
You can do it. Okay?
I like that word.
You can do it. And whenever you need to call upon that, you center yourself and you ground yourself and you listen within, and whatever comes at you, you can cut through it with the truth and get to it. Okay? All
yes.
right.
Absolutely. Coming in with Tony next. Then we're going to take a break, and then we'll bring beautiful crab queen herself, Tanya, in. The personification of a loving energy, the water cancer energy after the break. But we're going to go to Tony. Are you ready for Tony? Tony would like some career advice.
Me?
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing tonight?
We're good. Where are you calling from, Tony?
From New York.
New York. How's New York treating you?
Right now, not so bad.
Not so bad?
Not so bad. Mm-hmm.
So, Tony, you have a career question for us. We're going to double team you tonight.
Cool.
I've got my girlfriend on the line. Isn't that fun?
That's what's up.
Yeah, so you have two intuitive psychic counselors and other things we won't mention on the air at your disposal. So do you want to start with your birthday? We can figure out where your birth is, and then we can get Mother to drop a card for you.
Do you need day and year or... year, month, or all three?
I want all the digits.
All right.
Give me
six,
your full birthday.
6/30/70.
Did you say 6/3 or 6/30?
6/30.
6/30? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
1970?
Yep.
I'm older than you.
Hmm.
How grown am I?
He
okay,
growled
dude.
At that deer. He growled at
I know.
That
I'm trying to find out why. I'm just
no,
second,
I said,
I can't
no, figure
out.
All the women are sexy. Yeah.
See, I knew that growl.
Wow.
That was a licking of the chops growl.
6/30, 1970. Are we talking to a Cancer or a Gemini?
Cancer.
Oh, Lord. We got a male Cancer in the house. Okay. You know what? I'm wrong. I'm not going to do that. Oh, really? Okay, let me do that again. Okay, 6 plus 30 plus 1970. And he is a Cancer, and we're talking about water. So is he not in the right place? His lesson number is number 8. He was born as, he growled because he's a lion. 17/8. His birth cards are the star and strength cards. 17 is a mountain lion and medicine cards. It's the star in tarot. And 8 is strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. Strength recognizes itself as a lion. This is connected to August. If we flow with Libra, it's justice. So, hey, how you doing, Tony? That's a little bit about your world and who you are.
you love like water, so every single thing that we said about water pertains to your astrological sign, oh crap, friend of mine. Okay, Mother, you want to pull a card for him?
Yes, I got it. And this card is something else. It is something else. And Mr. Tony, you are something else. You are, what do you do for a living?
That's pretty much my, I guess, where my question is going. I mean, I would be looking to enter into education and writing. So,
do you write erotic poetry?
I have written erotic poetry, but my focus was on children's books.
Mm-hmm. The reason I say that, because I pulled the Ten of Cups for you, and in this deck, that is ecstasy, in Anna's House of Heaven, and there are five women in a circle, and the seven cups are between them, representing a triangle. And these five women have their arms out and around each other, and they are standing hip deep in this water, and the waterfall is coming down on them. And that's how I knew that you dabble in the pleasure principles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming for something with your career, I'm just going to read what Fiona says about her card that she designed, and then I'll give you my little spiel.
Okay.
In Anna's House of Heaven in Ecstasy, Ten of Cups. In Anna's House of Heaven was a temple built by priestesses of the Sumerian goddess Inanna, daughter of Nammu. They resided in this center of protecting guidance. The Ten of Cups symbolizes ecstatic love that binds us passionately, in spirit and body, to goddess and each other. It is the water-healing bliss and harmony of all emotions, when all your feelings are working in cooperation. Ecstasy or rapture is a release, a tidal wave of passion. We are cleansed by her love, by uniting with others or our more spiritual self. Spiritual guides watch over us. This ecstasy is a state of grace or exaltation where we transcend the boundaries of ourselves. It is a harvest of psychic fruit. A tilted or reverse capture card. You must be careful of avoid using the pursuit of ecstasy as a way of avoiding responsibility, and this can lead to spaciness or disconnection. And that has a lot. That resonates with you, right?
Yes.
You do, when things aren't kind of going your way, you use that pleasure principle. You use your imagination and your fantasy world to kind of get away from everybody. That's that artistic scribe in you. But I want you to do some research on Inanna and pull from her energy, because she came up in this card for you tonight, and she wants you to dig deeper into your stories and go the goddess route about bringing that the writer in you out, and start sending out more and dabbling more in that. I know you said you're looking at the education and so forth and so on, but see how you can pull all of this together. And your prosperity is going to come from your giving of this pleasure principle, this ecstasy, because your feminine energy, you're a magnet to that feminine energy, and you know that. But use it wisely, or you will you'll disconnect from everybody.
Mm.
So, does that resonate for you?
It does. How do you spell? I'm sorry, you said Anna.
In Anna, I N
I N
A. Yeah.
I N A.
I N N A. In Anna. And she has a very interesting story. And it's one that will resonate for you, because you've been there. You are a child of hers, so that's why she came up for you tonight. Okay, Celeste, I'm done.
All right now, Tony. Woo,
You're going to have to call us next week. Mother Wit always hangs out here.
Okay.
I
want
to thank you so much for calling us. I hope you were able to tap into your deeper well. Perhaps there are some things that you need to think about and expand to as you step into what your career move should be. My only suggestion that I would add is that make sure it's inspired action so that you can sustain for a long time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And I'm not clear if I want to thank Tony for calling in. I want to thank Michelle for calling in from Colorado. And we do send healing energy toward the land of Colorado as you're dealing with water in a different way. It's not so gentle right now. I have my personal experience of having a leak in my apartment. Unwanted water is not cute. You got to respect it. We got to pay attention to it. And we send healing energies out to Colorado that the rain will just chill out. You know, I bet there's a lot of emotional release that's happening right now. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Okay, we're going to come back with Tanya, Sweet Tea from TC. We had a Cancerian man call in. We're going to have a balance of a Cancerian woman. So you stay tuned. We're going a little bit longer tonight on Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. For more information about how to get a sponsorship package, you can send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. You send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Get ready for a weekend of peace, love, music, and the arts at the Rhythm and Joy Festival, Raj 13, October 4th through the 6th at Hummingbird Nest Ranch in Simi Valley with Chaka Khan, Roy Ayers, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Zap Mama, Deva Primal and Miten, Common, Georgia Ann Muldrow, Don Miguel Ruiz, and Ricky and Michael Beckwith. Also enjoy spoken word, yoga, dance, and a children's and elders village. Visit Raj, RAJFestival.com.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. We have Mother Wit in the house, and we are playing with all things water. Welcome to our splish, is it splish? Whatever, I keep trying to do that Bobby Darin song. Mother Wit, is it splish, splash? I was taking a bath.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath all about a Saturday night.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Something. In the tub.
In my tub. Thinking everything was all right. Go ahead.
There you go.
You don't have the rest. Anyway, I love this song. Rub-a-dub, I was singing in the tub. Anyway, so welcome to the Water Show, the Elemental Fairy Tales. We're talking about all things water tonight. I think we have a really special friend. Everybody's special, and I love you all. But Tanya came through in my life, Tanya Glowing Gooch over there. She's a person in Lifetime. I walked up on this woman. I met her, and she had so much love in her, and she feeds me. She's in the Washington metropolitan area.
And I noticed that one of the reasons why I enjoyed Tanya so much, I learned later that she was born a Cancer. I was raised by a Cancerian woman, and I recognized the energy. So I want to invite Tanya to the conversation to talk to us about how she experiences water since she lives in it. She calls herself the Walking Mermaid. Don't you love it? So cute. Welcome, Tanya, sweet tea from D.C. How you doing, baby?
Hi, Shawnee Pooh.
Now, I know you really dig Mother Witch. She's on the line, too.
Yes. Hello, my sister.
Namaste. Peace and blessings.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Oh, I'm just so full of emotion. I have...
Go ahead, girl. That's water. That's what happens with water walking the room.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just so full of emotions. Go ahead,
and
baby.
It's nothing. When you don't, I mean, I've known for a long time, but I guess when I was younger, I just really didn't understand it. I mean, I've read, like, my horoscope since I was probably, like, about 14. I really got into it then. But I was sitting here, and I've been thinking about this all month because, okay, my birthday is June the 26th, 1967. This has been the first summer in like 34 years that I didn't get in any water. I didn't go to the beach. And, you know, when I go to the beach or just when I get in the tub, I feel home, that I am at home because I'm in the water. But I think that this year, 2 years ago, I decided just to surrender to me. And I think by me being a water sign, that the high spiritual power took me out of the water. Because even though I was always in water, I didn't realize that I was actually drowning myself, even though I know how to swim. I was actually drowning myself because I wasn't surrendering, you know, to me. And I just... Last week I was watching T.D. Jakes was on, and it was something I, you know, just was moving around the house, but I really wasn't really paying any attention, heard him, but really wasn't paying any attention. But I caught when he said, surrender equals healing and pleasure. And I was like, wow, because I think, I know for myself, I always just thought, oh, what pleasure, I can make myself, I can have pleasure and stuff. But then when the pain came in to me, I didn't realize that you do have to heal because you have to embrace, you have to surrender first. And then you have to embrace that pain. Then you start to heal, and then the pleasure does come. You know, you can't buy pleasure. You know, you can't go treat yourself to something when you're feeling bad and think that that's going to make you feel better. And just sometimes I've noticed that me being a crab, I'm a loving person, but I always save a space in order to go back into my shell because it's like a protective mechanism for me. Like, I'm going to give it to you, but I'm going to really save a little bit that I think the part in you, you're not worthy of having all of it.
Yeah.
And that's the part I had to learn to say, hey, you got to do a self inventory. And once I did a self inventory, I'm good. I don't have to go into a shell because I'm showing up, you know, transparent and authentic.
I want to go back to something that you said about not giving somebody something because they weren't worthy. And I wonder if in that moment, if you were actually denying yourself.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not that the person on the outside is not worthy. I didn't think I was worthy of giving myself myself.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
And I've done a lot of crying this summer. Like, you know, I called you one evening, and I don't know if you remember because you know I call you all the time, Celeste. But I just, every time I would cry over the summer, it wasn't a cry of pain. It was a when something hurt me, it was, I finally realized how to shed tears of joy. And, like, I just shed it. Like, you know how snakes shed skin? Mm-hmm. And it's just like I just went into another, you know, dimension of me.
Can I say something?
Please do.
Before the sister got on the phone, I had cleared my deck and pulled a card for her. And the card that came forward is called Appraisal, and it is the Seven of Pentacles. And there's a woman on here with overalls, and she has a shovel, but in this spirit is saying it's a spade. And that lets me know that you've been digging and working hard, sister. And it's time for you to reap what you have been planting and sowing. And you have to allow, and I'm just going to give it the way spirit gives it to me, okay? You have to allow your shadow self out more. You have to allow that masculine side of yourself out more. That part that you're afraid of, you think is too dark, or that people won't understand. Because if you want your gifts, that's what you have to do, because that's what's going to bring them to you. When you add that to your light. See, your light side has planted all these good things, all these big old sunflowers, and they got five of pentacles in them, and you got seven is completion, and there's so much. But in order to get your completion, in order to cash in on it, you have got to let that darker side out. Don't think it's going to overwhelm you. It's not. Don't think it's going to frighten people. It's not. Don't think it's dark and it's the devil and it's blah, 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 blah. It's not. It's not. It's your strength. When you really get down, and that's where your strength comes from. It's in your light, but it's also in this grittiness that has been yours always. And you've got to own it.
Yeah,
and you've got to set it free and let it play with your light side, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Let me confirm. Birth date is June 26,
1967? Yes.
Okay. Have I told you before that you're a magician?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you have.
Your birth card.
I think I have that in my
journal. The sun, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Magician.
Mm-hmm.
You come with some mighty gifts. You really do. And your astrological sign of Cancer already has you in the element of water. And water is attractive. It clings to the skin it's on.
So when you focus your energy on the things that you most want, that are really serving you,
you can't even avoid the avalanche of blessings.
That's true. And your water, the reason you haven't gotten into any water is because you haven't been wanting to face your emotions. See, your water is not physical water. It's emotional water. It's your
there
feeling.
And, you know, Mother, it's so funny that you said about facing the darkness. I wrote in my journal this morning that my emotions needed to come from a raw side. But the reason I think give it from the raw side or because I've always been the type of person, I don't want to start a war. But don't get it twisted. If you have to push me so far, you know, to the point where I'm just backed up and I'm like, okay, there's no other way to go but here. And when you said I need to face that darkness, you know, I was in a dark place before, but that was over, like, the grief of my mom passing, and I think that I was so scared when I was in that darkness that I never wanted to face that darkness again. And this is a different type of darkness.
Yes.
I love you, my sister. Thank you so much.
We love you too.
I love
walking
you too.
Your animals are 19 the buffalo. And I know, Mother Witt, you posted something about the white calf buffalo woman. So I hope you guys are friends on Facebook so you can get that medicine, Tanya. So 19 is the buffalo, 10
okay.
is the turtle, and 1 is
okay.
the eagle. Those are the animal energies that you are playing in, the buffalo, the turtle, and the eagle.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Party. Our pleasure. I love you.
I love you too.
Blessing. Blessing.
Wow, thank you.
We did a show about water. Look at how many ways water has come up.
Yes.
I have another gift if you don't have anything at this moment.
No, I don't.
Well, I have a big sister. Her name is Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to Tammy in a while. And you notice I've been talking to you about being on a water trail. So I got to talk to my little brother, Doug, who I haven't talked to in a while. And I got to talk to my big sister. And she shared some things with me that really tripped me out. She introduced me to her new pastor at New Commandments Ministry. Do you know his name is Jerry Brooks? We're going to play a game of Find the Water. Jerry Brooks has moved my sister so much with a very special program that he has called the Soul Changers Program. Now, at the top of the show, Mother, I don't know if you got to hear it, Life Coach Today telepathically pulled a card. He did. I counted as that. He said, I'm a spiritual warrior.
Warrior. Yes, I did hear that.
And warrior came up because warrior is the card in Black Angel cards, which speaks of concentration versus fragmentation. The warrior, quite literally, is changing the foundation of the soul through coming together, through wholeness, mind, body, and spirit. My sister is involved in Jerry Brooks' program called Soul Changers Program. And she was very excited about the anniversary of the Women's Ministry of New Covenant or New Commandments Ministry. Their women's ministry is called Freed to Be Fruitful.
Wow.
Now, isn't that something?
Yes.
I told her I would share about this tonight because she is surrounded by water, loving examples of nourishment and being replenished to heal her soul. The next thing that she told me was that violets were all around her.
Mm-hmm.
And you need water for violets. And I know that violet flower symbolizes innocence and candor. And the yellow violet flower symbolizes harmony and happiness. So, Tanya just got off the phone. She's a Cancer, which is astrologically connected to the sign of Chariot, tarot card of the Chariot. So 7 walked into the house, and the number 7 is ruled by Neptune. 7 is also the sacred number of Yimoja, which is someone that you brought forth tonight. We actually even got to talk about Mother Mary through beautiful Akasha Bird. Powerful stories. And magic. And then I shared about Mary Celeste, of course, the ghost story. And you know that's dimension travel, right?
Say that again.
And that's dimension travel. That is astral travel. That's dimension jumping. That's dimension travel. And that's also through a watery membrane that that happens.
And that's where we all went tonight.
Nothing.
And number three, not at all. Now the way that water was going to show up in my life, I kind of shared a little bit. Not, I didn't go into detail, but the leak, that's how water showed up for me. And that's what started my journey. How has water shown up for you this week?
Well, as you know, I just got out of the hospital with a UTI sepsis, blood poisoning. And blood is mostly composed of water. And just like your leak is telling you that you need to focus on your feelings and what is surrounding your feelings, what is housing your feelings, I needed to channel and focus on my connections. The kidneys filter the water through the system. And the kidneys also take us back to our ancestors. And so this is where I needed to focus my energy. And this is, you know, the wake-up call that I got. Instead of trying to take it to only the astral planes and reaching out through the reproductive areas of that and wanting that essence, I was redirected. And told to focus on this, and this will bring me what I'm looking for in a healthy manner.
Well, Mother, thank you for sharing that gift, and what a powerful reminder for all of us. I want you to tell us how we can catch up with you. Please give us your website. I want to go into more of this on our travels on FB and all the places that we go. So can you let us know how we may find you again? And I want to thank you so much for being such a beautiful conduit on this show.
I love you, Celeste. And I've always told you, we are sisters. The best way to find me right now is on Facebook. I am revamping my website, and I am revamping some classes that I'm getting ready to offer. And I've been told to offer them for free. So I'm doing a lot of revamping work right now. But soon I'll be ready to present it all. But the best way to get at me is on Facebook.
All right, now. I want to thank you so much for being with me. I love you. Until our further conversations, I want to thank you for blessing us with your energy, as you always do. I definitely enjoyed myself. Family, you were listening to the very beautiful Mother Wit Wisdom. You can find her on Facebook. Now, at the top of the hour, I'm not really sure I did this, so I want to just make sure I cover my bases, because water helps you remember. At the top of the hour, we had Bridget Bryant, Rolling River God. You can find her at bridgetbryant.com. In the middle of the show, you enjoy Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can find her at rickybb.com. In the land of I am. And we're going to end the night tonight with Just Cynthia, River Rolls. And you can find her at justcent.com, J-U-S-S-E-N-T.com. The energy that I really want to leave you with tonight is that I want you to focus on that Venus and Scorpio energy. It's with us till October 7th. 7th was a prominent number. The Chariot and Tarot, 7 ruled by Neptune. There's your water. Make sure that you don't abandon the element of water. Pay attention to it and how it's showing up. Take care of yourself, and it will take care of you. Water shows up when love is in the room, and when you're loving yourself, you'll have more experiences of it. That I can attest to. So River Rolls On is the song by Justinthea. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. And Life Coach Today, thank you. for hanging out with me later tonight than you plan to. Make sure you join him on Monday, 12 p.m., with Priestess Baduri. Don't forget part two of Spirituality Through the Eyes of Men. I'll be there around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Good night, family. I love you.
But if you look hard enough, one day
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.